Welcome to American Mosaic, a program in VOA Special English about music and American life, and we answer your questions. This is Doug Johnson. On our show today, we answer a question about the American Space Agency, and we continue our series about music nominated this year for a Grammy Award. But first, some help for anyone who has trouble with names. Names in the news, that is. Every second of the day, someone somewhere in the world is using the website for the VOA pronunciation guide. In fact, it is one of the most visited places on the internet. Here's more from Shep O'Neill.
The pronunciation guide began as a tool for VOA announcers. It lists more than 4,500 names. There are names of political leaders, scientists, and other people who appear in the news. There are also names of places and organizations. The site shows the correct way to say the name and plays a recording. Jim Tedder is the VOA announcer who developed the online pronunciation guide. Yes, the same Jim Tedder who reads Special English. When a new name appears in the news, Jim quickly tries to find the correct pronunciation so he can add the name to the list. He finds a lot of help right here inside the building. VOA broadcasts in more than 50 languages, so if, for example, someone new from China is in the news, Jim calls the China service. Sometimes, other broadcasters may not be sure how to say the name. Jim may try to call the person directly, if possible. Or, he calls an embassy here in Washington. Or, a delegation in New York at the United Nations. The pronunciation guide is an important tool for VOA announcers, but it has also become extremely popular with other radio and television stations throughout the world. Students and teachers also use the guide. So do business people. It has become popular with anyone who needs to learn how to say a name correctly. So how can you find the VOA pronunciation guide? One way is to go to the Special English website and click on the link. The address is voaspecialenglish.com.
Our question this week comes by email from China. A listener who asks that we not use his name wants to know more about NASA. NASA is the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. It has many jobs involving flight. But it is best known as the agency that plans and supervises the exploration of space by the United States government. Thousands of scientists, engineers, and others work for NASA at 10 major centers across the country. NASA began in 1958. Its first big program was Project Mercury. That was an effort to learn if humans could survive in space. Next came Gemini, which used spacecraft only big enough for two astronauts. Later, Project Apollo aimed to explore the moon. The flight of Apollo 11 put the first humans on the moon in 1969. Since the 1980s, NASA has flown space shuttles. Astronauts from the United States and other countries have used these to do research and to build the International Space Station. Last February 1st, Space Shuttle Columbia broke up as it returned to Earth. 7 astronauts were killed. NASA immediately suspended shuttle flights until scientists could discover the cause of the accident. A special committee said the main cause involved a piece of heat-resistant foam. This material broke away from the support structure that connects the shuttle to its launch rocket. The object hit the edge of the left shuttle wing with strong force and created a hole. Images of the launch showed the strike. But NASA engineers decided that the crew was not in danger. The investigating committee found problems in the way NASA dealt with the situation. Problems of supervision were also found after the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded shortly after launch in 1986. This past September, NASA released a plan that included suggestions made by the committee. NASA's top official said the agency would work to return the remaining 3 shuttles to flight as soon as possible. But last week, President Bush proposed to complete the space station in 2010 and then retire the shuttles. He proposed a new spacecraft to fly to the moon between 2015 and 2020. Mr. Bush called for establishing a base there to help astronauts reach Mars and beyond. The Grammy Awards in Music will be given out next month in Los Angeles. One of the nominees this year was nominated for an album recorded before her death. The singer is Rosemary Clooney. The album is The Last Concert. Steve Ember has more.
Rosemary Clooney died in June of 2002 at the age of 74. She recorded the Grammy-nominated album in November of 2001 at a concert in Hawaii. One of the songs she sang was You Go to My Head.
You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea.
Rosemary Clooney talked to her audience that night about other famous singers she had worked with over the years, singers like Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra. She remembered them in this song called They Can't Take That Away From Me.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing on key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife.
Rosemary Clooney worked in the music business for more than 50 years. In 2002, she received a Grammy for Lifetime Achievement. Yet, she never won a Grammy for her music. The producers of her last album hope that will change at the awards ceremony on February 8th. We leave you with another song from Last Concert. This one describes her feelings about doing the performance and returning to Hawaii. Here is Sentimental Journey, sung by Rosemary Clooney.
Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. I got my bag, I got my reservation, spent each dime I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, I long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. I never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? I gotta make that sentimental journey. Sentimental journey.
This is Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed American Mosaic. Join us again next week for VOA's radio magazine in special English. Today's program was written by George Grow, Nancy Steinbach, and Paul Thompson, who was also our producer. And our engineer was Audrius Regas.